So, question that sometimes there is, if we are very busy, there is lack of clarity in thinking, and that leads to some dissatisfaction. So is it that we need to slow down our life so that we can have clarity of thought? Yeah, that's possible. See, dealing with our mind is a battle. And in a battle, we cannot go with a predefined strategy which we make as inalterable. We should have a strategy whenever we're going to battle. But sometimes, you know, the enemy attacks in an unexpected way. We may have to respond in an appropriate way at that time. And we cannot stick to the strategy. For example, if I go to fight with a sword, but the enemy is attacking with bow and arrow, I'm not even able to reach the enemy before the enemy kills me. So then I also have to shift to bow and arrow. So fight, basically dealing with the mind is like fighting a war. And we should have some plan, but also there has to be some adjustment according to time, place, circumstance. That means, in general, the principle is that being busy is good. It doesn't give our mind too much space to agitate us and to put us into mind. So in principle, being busy is good for devotees. But there is also the possibility, the danger, that in being busy, we become passionate. And Sattvaguna brings clarity of thought. Saradvareshu dehesin prakasham upajayati jnanam yadadada vidya viruddham sattvamityut. Sattvaguna means that there is, the senses are illuminated with knowledge. We understand what I should take into the senses, what I should not take in, what I should do, I should not do. So now, rather than thinking in terms of that I should decrease my pace to bring clarity of thought, we can think of how we can think of what activities give us clarity of thought and make time for that. So the focus is not on slowing down, the focus is on something that brings clarity. Because it is not necessary that slowing down alone will bring clarity. Slowing down can also leave us idle for being attacked by Maya. So I find that journaling helps me a lot in bringing clarity of thought. So when I have to make decisions, you know, should I do this, should I write, you know, what should I write on this topic or write on this topic, should I travel here or there. There are many decisions we all have to make, and they all depend on our own individual discretion. We can't just, every decision, we can't ask seniors. So where to invest our time, what to do. So at that time, we need clarity of thought. So I find that journaling means write down the pros, write down the cons. As long as the thoughts are in the head, often they cause congestion in the head. Get them out, and then that creates a distance between us and the thoughts, and then we can evaluate them with greater objectivity. Now, this is important. This is not all that important. This is a reason which I need to take into consideration. This is not so important. Like that, we can evaluate them better. So, rather than focusing on slowing down, we can focus on making time for activities that bring clarity of thought. So, that will in sense require us to slow down and cut down on some other activities. But our primary focus is not on cutting down. Our primary focus is on doing something positive that brings about clarity of thought. And it may also be just something that induces us some peacefulness with us. If we have a standard process of sadhana, but we may find within the standard process of sadhana also there are some things which are especially nourishing for us. So maybe sometimes just sitting down and just doing kirtan alone, just singing a Vaishnava bhajan, that might calm us down. Just reciting a favorite section from scripture. So we may find that this really calms me down. This brings the storm in the mind calm. Now it is not that sometimes it is chanting is the best thing to do, chanting is a yoga dharma. But we have to see whether that weapon works for me or not. I mean, it's like, oh, Kadashi, I'll chat extra rounds. But is that extra round nourishing me? If not, if I'm trying to do something else, which is also a devotional activity, that may nourish me. So we have to see what weapon works for us. And clarity of thought is definitely required in general, but it is especially required when we have to take decisions. So investing time in the activity that brings clarity of thought, is important. So by observing ourselves, we can also learn. Look, at this time I was thinking clearly. Here I was just looking pressured. So what happened? Why was I thinking clearly at this time? Sometimes the clear thinking just comes as a you could say, a gift from Krishna. But sometimes there are activities which we can do which can bring about clear thinking. So find out those activities and make time for them. In general, those who are thoughtful, they may find writing helpful. So it's not necessary that we have to write daily, although writing daily creates a culture of reflectiveness which can help. Now, again, it's a weapon. Now, for somebody who is writing daily, they take it as assignment which becomes a burden, so I have to write every day. Maybe what we could do is decide for a month, I'll write down 10-15 minutes something and see whether it helps. Then you may find that, okay, I don't need to write every day, month. I can write maybe once a week or twice a week. And I can instead of writing them to me, at that time I'll write for 1 hour. And I'll really think about it. So you see what works for you. And do that. And sometimes, you know, the mind creates fuzziness based on the same issues. So, why are devotees so insensitive? Or why don't devotees help? I'm left alone, nobody is helping me. So, if there are some standard problems that the mind creates for us, it is good to invest time in creating standard counters for that. That means, we have heard some classes, we know some philosophical points, we ourselves may have got some realizations. Put it all together as one unit, at one place. So, whenever I start feeling lonely or I start feeling isolated or uncared for, I read that. And then that becomes like a custom-made weapon for dealing with that custom-made problem. So that means, here I'm talking about the opposite thing. One is, you know, what brings clarity. That, and we deal with that and we create time for that. But other is, if we find there are specific issues that obscure the clarity of the mind. There are specific things which the mind troubles us with. Then create custom weapons to counter that. And keep those ready. So whenever I start feeling irritated with someone, whenever I start feeling, say, afflicted by anger or afflicted by lust or whatever. Now, there is the standard process of bhakti. But it is in the standard process, I mean, you just read scripture when you feel irritated or whatever. When I feel anger or lust or greed or whatever. But scripture is so vast that at that particular time, what I am reading in scripture may not be relevant for that particular anartha that I am battling. So, if a particular anartha regularly troubles us, then putting our time and energy, it is a part of our sadhana, I would say, to put things together. Okay, this verse is very nice. And not just the verse, but if some verse illumines us, some point illumines us, don't just write down the point, write down about that point what illumines us. Because the mind often sabotages our memory. That means, at a particular point when I hear a shloka, it's so illuminating. But after that, I go back and hear it, and okay, what's so great about it? Because at that time, the connection of thoughts isn't happening. Okay, what does this shloka mean? And how that connected the shloka and how I took it forwards. So, if we don't just write the point that inspires us, but write also a little bit about what in that point inspires us, then that will make the, as I said, the weapon more customized. It's like not just having a sword, but sharpening the sword so that it's available for us. So that way, if you have this two-pronged strategy, investing time for things which bring about clarity and investing time for countering the standard ways in which the mind takes away our clarity of thought. By doing these two things, you will be able to move onwards and cultivate clarity.